Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How do you measure your business's financial health? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. I want to change things up a bit this week and geek out on some financial stuff, if you don't mind. These past couple of weeks, we've been focused on some very powerful mindset and attitude-related topics, and I'm thinking we need a break from the intense discussions just a bit. But before we dive into today's topic, I do want to encourage you, no, I want to beg you, to go back and listen to the past two episodes if you missed them. Both are critical to your success and enjoyment as a business owner. To be honest, there's no sense in spending time talking about business finance if you don't first get these mindset and attitude issues resolved in your business. Okay, enough said. On to this week's topic. This week, I want to talk to you about your financials. And before you tune me out, I want you to know this will not only be painless, but you may even learn something that will help make your business even more profitable and sustainable. Deal? So my question for you this week is, how do you measure your business's financial health? Can we all agree that if we want our business to be successful over the long term, then our business must be in good financial health? It's not unlike our own bodies, where if we want to be active and truly live as we get older, we've got to maintain good physical health. If you're like most of us, you pay attention to things like your diet, your weight, your fitness level, your stamina, your flexibility, and even your posture. These things all play a part in the total picture of how healthy you are. And if anything gets out of balance or out of alignment, then your performance and your enjoyment suffers. Well, I think the same thing is true about your business. There are certain things that we should track and measure that are indicators of whether our business is financially healthy or not. Unfortunately, many business owners don't know what these indicators are, and as a result, they find themselves dealing with an unhealthy business, but they have no idea what they should do to make it better or healthier. Today, I'd like to try to fix that. I'd like to share four critical financial documents that should be a regular part of your ongoing financial review process for your business. I'll explain what they are and give you a few indicators to look for on each that will help you get a good sense of how healthy your business is. But before I get to the four critical financial documents, let me tell you the one financial document that is not among the four: your checkbook balance. I don't mean to say that the balance in your checkbook is not important. Clearly it is. But it's not an indicator that tells you whether or not your business is healthy. Yet far too many business owners make important, costly decisions using only their checkbook balance as the indicator of whether they should say yes or no. This is certain to get you into financial troubles, especially if you're ignoring the four critical documents we're discussing today. So set your checkbook balance aside for the moment, and let's dive into the four documents that I think matter more to what you should be reviewing and analyzing regularly. Let's start with your profit and loss statement. This is typically called your P&L. It's a point-to-point measure of how profitable your business is. Typically, it's measured monthly, but with online tools such as QuickBooks or FreshBooks, it can be measured at any interval. I share the P&L first because it's perhaps the best indication of how healthy a small business is, particularly one that's operating on a cash basis, meaning you're making entries based on the receiving or disbursing of cash. Your P&L shows your revenues by type at the top. If you have multiple revenue sources, this is a good way to see which revenue source is generating what level of new income for your business. Below revenues are your cost of goods sold. These are the costs that are related directly to the manufacture or delivery of your products and services. The relationship between your revenues and your cost of goods sold is called your gross margin. This ratio tells you what percentage of your revenues are available to cover your overhead costs and provide a profit from your business. A typical gross margin for a manufacturing business will be in the range of 35 to 45%. A typical gross margin for a service business will be in the range of 60 to 70%. Knowing your gross margin will help you determine whether you need to increase your prices or reduce the costs of raw materials or labor that go into generating your products and services. Below gross margin are your operating expenses. These are sometimes referred to as SG&A, or sales and general and administrative expenses. It's common to measure your operating expenses as a percentage of your revenues for whatever period you're measuring. A smaller, more startup-like business may have an operating expense ratio in the range of 30 to 40% of revenues. This is high, but over time, as your revenue grows, this percentage will go down as these operating costs should remain fairly stable. A more mature business may operate with a 15 to 20% operating expense percent of revenues level. The bottom line of your P&L is your profit. Ideally, you should be able to generate profit in the range of 10 to 20% of your revenues. Some service businesses are even higher, and some product businesses may be slightly lower. But if your bottom line is not at the 10% of revenues or higher level, some changes in how you run the business may be in order. The second critical financial document is your balance sheet. Your balance sheet is a point-in-time measure of the things and stuff, your assets, what you owe, your liabilities, and what you own, your retained earnings. Every financial transaction in your business impacts your balance sheet. Yet most business owners never give this much thought or show much concern about it. But when you get ready to transition your business to someone else or sell it, your balance sheet will have a huge impact on the value you receive for your business. Ideally, you would review this financial document at least quarterly with the goal of increasing the value of what you own in the business by increasing your things and stuff and reducing your liabilities. The third critical financial document is your budget. Every business should start each year with a budget. This is a picture of what you plan to accomplish financially in the business. A budget allows you to forecast revenues by type, cost of goods sold, the costs related to creating the products and services you provide to your customers, and what you expect your overhead costs, your operating expenses, to be as you go throughout the year. A budget is important to your financial health in that as you progress through the year, you can compare what you had planned would happen financially in your business to what is actually happening in your business. This allows you to see differences early and ask the important why questions. Why is your revenue off in this area? Why are your cost of goods sold higher than expected? Why is your overhead higher or lower than anticipated? By comparing your actual results to your budgeted forecast, you can identify problems, make changes, and adjust future plans before things get out of hand. The fourth critical financial document is your cash flow forecast. As the name suggests, This is a period-by-period projection of your bank account cash balance. Typically, it's updated monthly, and if it's done correctly, will allow you to determine if you have enough cash to run your business over the next several months. I often meet with business owners who aren't sure if they can make payroll or if they have enough cash to buy the necessary materials to fulfill obligations to their customers. A cash flow forecast will help you see the future and allow you to make better near-term decisions. The top of your cash flow forecast will show you how much cash you have on hand right now. The next section will show you how much cash is projected to come into the business and when. Typically, this is shown either monthly or sometimes even weekly. Where your incoming cash comes from is important to forecast. Will it be coming from the sale of your products and/or services? Or will the cash be coming in from financing or borrowing? Or do you anticipate the cash coming from a capital infusion, someone putting cash into the business? The next section will show you how much cash is projected to go out and when. This will show the projected purchases for your raw materials, your production labor, your overhead expenses such as rent, payroll, insurances, fuel, travel, and the like. By identifying all the sources of cash and uses of cash for each period, you can then calculate your expected cash balance at the end of the period. This is a quick way to see if you're going to have enough cash on hand to continue to operate the business without having to tap into your line of credit or find cash from another source. It's far better to have this cash flow forecast rather than simply wait until your bank account gets so low you can't pay your bills. So there you have it. Four critical financial documents that we as business owners should all be using, updating, and measuring on an ongoing basis. Your profit and loss statement, your balance sheet, your budget, and your cash flow forecast. By using and monitoring these four critical documents on a regular basis, you can make sure your business is financially healthy and you can make the necessary adjustments in your business before something reaches the crisis stage. Knowing that your business is financially healthy gives you the peace of mind you need to enjoy being a business owner. It can also relieve you of the stress of having to make difficult decisions at the last minute. When you can anticipate and plan, you can make better informed decisions, and that's something we all want more of. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce some thoughts around on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you get these four critical financial documents in place for your business. And if you'd like a template or model to get you started in the right direction, just let me know, and I'll share them with you. Now, one last ask. Share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. Every business owner deserves to make a profit from the hard work they put into their businesses. Your gift of sharing this podcast episode may be just what they need to make their business financially healthy. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss total stakeholder value approach. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com. And connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.